And now we cross over to Canada to speak to Mulana Suleiman Mullah, who's currently on a lecture tour. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. And assalamu alaikum to all our listeners. Hope I'm not groggy, mixed this up. It's 1 a.m. here.
Unbelievable, you know, how the different time frames of the world work. And while everyone is bright and fresh in South Africa, it's a different time frame altogether in Canada. Mulana, you're currently in Canada, and you've been going to Canada for almost more than 2 decades, or close to 2 decades now. Could we safely say it's the home away from home?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, that's how it is, alhamdulillah. So, you know, Mutisab, it's a beautiful place and it's a wonderful country, but I think you'll agree with me, Ramadan has a different flavor. Like the Canadians generally say, if you visit it in winter, it's a different experience to visit in Canada in summer. And I think I would add to that and say, if you visit Canada outside Ramadan and visit it in Ramadan, it's a very different flavor altogether.
For many in South Africa, it's almost unimaginable to consider fasting for 20 hours. In the peak of our summer, we may go up to 16 or even maybe 17 hours. But 20 hours or close to that amount, you know, it's almost unbelievable for people on this side of the world. What's it been like for you, Mulana?
Yeah, okay. JazakAllah khair. We'll just have for the opportunity. So like I told you, it's just 1 a.m., 10 plus 1 in the morning. We just got done with Taraweeh Salah, and we'll be, in fact, believe it or not, they're preparing a barbecue for Sari for me. So that's what we'll be heading for now, inshallah, at the masjid. They've just got that as, you know, they've been telling me, you know, from the other day as well, we want to give you a barbecue, Sheikh, and it didn't happen. So after the interview, I'll be heading that way. So just to take a step or two back, Ramadan commenced here a day earlier, and that was Sunday night was the first Taraweeh, and I think by us we commenced on Monday night. So the good thing was that alhamdulillah, because you know in this part here you do have sometimes different viewing, different sighting, different organizations. So alhamdulillah, Ramadan started off with a common sighting, and there was consensus with Sunday night being the first Taraweeh and Monday being the first fast. So that was a kind of good start. I had arrived here on Wednesday afternoon. And that's when I tell you that Ramadan is unique, you know, because the atmosphere is so electrifying wherever you are. And that's where you got to admire people who observe the lengthy fast, and probably I'll say a word or two on that as well. So I arrived here Wednesday late afternoon, and, you know, from Dubai the flight is fairly long. Again, the day is really long. You leave Dubai at 10 a.m. in the morning. It's a 14-hour flight. You arrive here at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. And it's still Zohar time, because Asr only sets in at about 5:30 or so, with the sun setting at 9 p.m. So I came basically to the hotel, had a quick freshen up, and then I went to the masjid. The masjid that's hosting me this time, amongst other masajid that I have been here to, is a masjid in Markham, which is part of the GTA, the Great Toronto, which includes your Mississauga, Brampton, Ajax, and the other, you know, neighboring places. So alhamdulillah, it's a very well-established society and a well-established masjid, which has a sister organization as well called Darul Iman, and I was there today, which is really an amazing place, and it's huge, it's got great potential, massive place, it's a wonderful place. So after Asr, I had conducted the first talk, alhamdulillah, and very well received, wonderful atmosphere, you know, there's a good atmosphere, people are into the masjid. Generally, people try and sleep late afternoon and immediately after Fajr. And if you speak to the people, they say, and I think that's something we all can identify with, that with the hunger, you somewhat adapt. But I think sleep is a factor that you have to slot in sleep throughout the day. So people would, after Fajr, try and get some hours of sleep, then obviously make their way to work, and then get back from work if it's at 4 or 4:30, and then, you know, you could read Asr safely till 8:15. So again, in the afternoon, if you would get some masjid, masajid would have Asr at 7, some at 7:30. So it's a trend here to invite scholars and conduct programs in the masajid, which is something unique, and I think probably we don't have. If we do have, we have the Sunday afternoon program. But this is quite a common practice here in many of the masajid, that there's an influx of ulama coming in, and each masjid would have a scholar visiting for 5 or 10 days. Some would have after Asr. In this particular masjid where I am, so I'm conducting programs after Fajr as well as after Asr. Obviously after Isha, there's just no room for it other than the weekend, which is to exploit that as well, and I'll share a few words on that as well. So Maghrib would be at about 9 p.m. And then generally this is another big thing here, and that is the iftar. So this particular masjid, and I've seen it in certain masajid in the USA as well, is there's a drive to feed people throughout the Ramadan. So in other words, the entire Musalli and the community would not be eating at home for the entire Ramadan. And people donate, which is quite a bit as well, but mashallah, people do it, and it's just a collective and community spirit. It would cost every dili for your weekdays about $1,300 Canadian, which is like 13,000 rand. And in the weekends, it goes slightly more because there are more people that would come. They would have a break, you know, break the fast with something basic. Then would be salah, and after that would be a lavish spread, a full dinner, and an entire spread. There would be a dedicated kitchen in the masjid adjacent that would cater for this. So there's like a whole Ramzan fund that caters for the iftar. It's quite a nice spirit, and they would have, you know, segregated sisters as well. You'll have a good 200, 250 sisters as well come in and eat in there. The menu would change from time to time. There's a dedicated chef and all that. So it also creates its own flavor and its own excitement as part of the whole thing. Then besides that, you know, after that people would stay on. So you would come in from Asr, I would conduct my talk for an hour, people would engage in dhikr, dua, then it's Maghrib, then you eat in after Maghrib, and then you perhaps just, you know, relaxing at the masjid, and then it's your Isha. Isha would, at this moment, is 10:45, and then here it's a very common thing, and I've seen this in US as well, is there's multiple announcements every day, this announcement, that announcement. So it's like every day, and sometimes we think, you know, our fasts are short, our nights are long, and we want to even have our Isha quick, and then we don't want to have any other announcements or anything, and there's like almost a 10-minute announcement window period daily, some update, some development, some fundraising, some collection drive, whatever else. So that can take up a good 10 minutes because Ramadan is obviously people want to catch up on all other things as well. And then your Taraweeh Salah would start at about 11:10, 11:05, 11:10, and it would comfortably run till about 12:20. And mashallah, you literally admire the elderly folks that stand in Salah, and even others, because people are working, and they continue to observe and preserve the practice of reciting Quran, despite the length of the day and the shortness of the night and all the other related logistical challenges. So that's how it would be very much, the situation. And then obviously after Isha, there's no real programs during the week. But yes, in the weekdays, Friday, Saturday, alhamdulillah, again, they would slot in the program and people would sit, and then they would come in like from Asr, stay for the Asr program, then hang out till Maghrib. They will cater for the Maghrib dinner would be prepared, provided, then stay for Isha. Like Saturday, you know, I had a full dedicated talk. And then we had the youth coming in. So the Taraweeh ended at 12:30, and immediately thereafter was the youth program. And mashallah, this was an eye-opener for me. It was really beautiful. The masjid was brimming to capacity. I don't know, there were probably 1,000, and then there were sisters as well, or good few hundreds. Many youth came in from other masajid. So by the time we got going, between 12:30 and 1 a.m., there was kind of a gap and just a break, and you know, people were just freshening up. So from 1 a.m. till 2 a.m. I spoke, and then from 2 a.m. to 2:30 we had a Q&A. And that also was active, was buzzing, was forthcoming. There were a lot of questions that were coming, common challenges like any other youth that would have, but probably certain things are a bit different. So to the best of my ability, I engaged and I responded to those questions. We had to cut the program short at 2:30 because obviously Imsak is at 3:15. So here again, this is like contentious, or not contentious, but probably just two opinions. They have a degree difference here. Some go with a 15 degree and some go with an 18 degree. To simplify that, for some they go with the ruling that suhoor and imsak end at 3:15 and others go with the 3:45. But we had to obviously end at 2:30 to cater for either way because time was running out. And believe it or not, then we just went to a close by Muslim restaurant for suhoor, and lo and behold, it was buzzing like a walima reception. And when you look at your watch, hello, it's like 2:30 a.m. in the morning. So it's a very different feeling. And you know, sometimes, I remember last year I was in Sri Lanka, and there was a brother told me something. He said, I seen an Arab family coming out of a hotel, And I'm thinking to myself, in Ramadan, why would people come and put up at a hotel and stay here? You know, it's a month of ibadah. So I seen the man walking, so I stopped my car and I said, brother, jump in, I'll take you for a ride and drop you off at the masjid. And he's like, Jazakallah, but I'm just going to the close by masjid adjacent to this hotel. So I got chatting with him, this brother is telling me, my host in Sri Lanka, and asked him, like, you know, what could bring you for a holiday in Ramadan? And he said, it's not a holiday. For the last 10 years, I go to different countries every Ramadan with my family just to feel the experience of Muslims, how they experience Ramadan in different countries. And I thought that is so amazing and it's so, you know, impressive, because sometimes if we're within our own environment, that's all what we know. We go through our slight challenges, but we don't appreciate the challenges of others. Then Juma again was a nice experience, just to take a few minutes there. You know, year is the norm throughout the year. It's two Jummas, two Eids in one masjid. So mashallah, the first Jumma which I led was 2,500 people. And the second Jumma which follows immediately thereafter attracts the same number of people. So you have two khatibs. One khatib would do the first Jumma, the second khatib would do the second Jumma. Now, I know back home many people even find that to be strange, but I think I've like kind of climatized to that or adapted to that, because it's such a common thing. I have performed Eid prayers here as well and led the Eid congregation. And as soon as you're done, immediately there's marshals and they clear out and the next group comes in. So that is also something that is quite common here and is found here. We had a ladies program on Saturday afternoon as well, mashallah, that was very, very well attended. You know, the word was out that there's going to be a dedicated exclusive ladies program, and it was very, very well received, mashallah. So we had the youth program, we had the ladies program, which attracted its own, you know, dynamics and own types of people as well. And alhamdulillah, that was wonderful. In fact, I mean, something that was very heartening, just before the youth program, I met a young man, a scholar who's leading, who's quite in a good position. And I was a bit tired that night, because you can just imagine, you know, you're speaking from Asr close until Maghrib, and then it's Iftar, and then you immediately into Taraweeh, and then that runs up to 12:30, and then at 1 a.m. you're starting, and then you go until 2 a.m., and then it's Q&A, and then it's Suhoor, and then it's Fajr, and then it's back to morning program. So, subhanAllah, it's back to back, it's back to back. And I was a bit down and probably just a bit exhausted. And just prior to going into the youth program, one of the local scholars and ulama that are leading Taraweeh as well, he said, Sheikh, can I just have like 2 minutes of your time? I said, like, no problem. He said, I know people are overwhelming you with concerns and challenges and social issues, but I just want to share something good with you. And I said, please do. And he said, you know, I was living a life of sin and crime, and a good 10 years ago you came and I heard one of your lectures, and Allah inspired me. And that's the time I decided to go abroad, and I studied for 10 years, and alhamdulillah, Allah has made it possible for me to graduate. And I said, you know, Sheikh, you're just bringing tears to my eyes. And it was almost like Allah sent you to inspire me to sit with a greater passion and address the youth, because you know, the day is long, you are exhausted, and in fact, I said it to the congregation. I said, if there's anything I'm going to take from here back to my country or to other people, is to say that I really salute and admire. And just as we exhort and encourage and motivate our kids at young age to observe the fast, they do no less despite the length of the fast. They still encourage, they still motivate. So you're having the 7-year-olds and the 6-year-olds and the 8-year-olds that are fasting, and it's a good 18-hour fast. You know, by 5 o'clock, obviously, the tummy is a bit grumbling, and you're feeling the hunger. But subhanAllah, you know, they keep up to it and they do it. So alhamdulillah, it's been an amazing experience. Ramadan is just has that riveting flavor. And then last night we were here at this place, as I indicated, Mount Joy, which is a sister organization of this Markham Masjid, which is also part of the GTA. And like I said, you know, in the night, most of the people don't sleep. Some sleep an hour. But I personally, okay, I have the advantage, obviously I'm not working, so I have the time in the day to sleep. But it's quite challenging, because if you really look at it, you cannot be home earlier than 1 a.m. And by 3:15 you wrap up. So if you drop down maybe 40 wings, power nap, well, good luck if that can happen. But with me, obviously, people come in and meet in and greet in, and that's how it is. Something interesting at this particular program that I had last night, last night, as in, you know, you go into the next day after Taraweeh, so you lose the focus of it. There's a very prominent person there, Dr. Najam Siddiqui, mashallah, who heads this masjid, and he's part of the committee there.
He's a doctor, but a very humble individual. He was quite influential, and he was even recognized by the former president of the USA, and he was also given an award in terms of him innovating some chip in terms of computers and certain remotes. So he was given a great award and a recognition, and mashallah, he got a very handsome package. But the amazing thing of this individual is, after taking all that package and retiring and making this innovation, he's devoted himself to this masjid, this trust, this institution, and this is like almost a baby and a passion and a dream of his. So because I had a program there, they had marketed the event, people had come from far and wide. Again, they provided a meal, which was itself in its own attraction as well. So it's really good, Muftisab, and I think for us, we need to appreciate that Allah has made it very easy for us with the short fast. Half past 7 year is Asr, and there we are already into Isha prayer.
What is really remarkable, Mulana, is the enthusiasm with which people are attending the programs. We're able to gauge that from what you've been saying about how the people have been coming out in their own numbers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your sacrifices, take you from strength to strength. And when will Mulana be returning to South Africa?
Yeah, so the plan is, inshallah, I'm like I said, they've got a barbecue now at Ferry. We're just going to do that, and then it's Fajr, and then I have my final program, inshallah. So Allah willing, inshallah, and maybe I must just mention this here, because the other day I had this person calling, so I would be flying out from Toronto tonight, as in Monday night, local time, which would be like Ferry time in SA. So, somebody asked me the other day, how do we observe the fast? When do we, don't we? So I did say to the person, and I'm just using the opportunity again over the airwaves, that, each person could analyze the fast independently. So like the fast coming up from Dubai to Toronto was fairly long. The calculation was 25 hours. And obviously Allah has provided the concession, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَىٰ أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. But if you're sick or you're on journey, then you could count other days, meaning observe the fast on other days. But this one going back, mashallah, is not that long. As in, it departs from here at night, so I'll have to do iftar at the airport. And it's a 14-hour flight, but by the time you touch down in Dubai, it's already sunset. So that would be the duration. So all goes well, inshallah. We should be in Johannesburg on Wednesday, inshallah, and then a few days there, and then out, inshallah, back to Ireland and UK, Allah willing, inshallah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy and accept all Mulana's khidmat. We look forward to also having Mulana back in South Africa after all the other programs, to have some of the programs in South Africa, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakallah khair, Muftisab, and I believe it's some very cold and harsh climate there. So we can just hope that all the listeners will stay warm, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Mulana Sulaiman Mullah speaking to us from Canada and giving us interesting insight on Ramadan in Canada and the entire difference that they have in terms of their schedule and the atmosphere that is experienced in Canada during Ramadan. 27 minutes past 7.